Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name? B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to be.
Or maybe we could whack him instead.
Whack it.
It's Whacking Wednesday.
Whack it.
Oh, it sure is. You know what that means.
What does it mean?
Oh, Steve's box is broken.
Oh, no, Steve's box broke.
Oh, we might have to get a new box for you, Steve.
Oh, no.
But I've had this box since day one, man.
I know, dude. That's not
good. It's been a long time. Whoa. Maybe it's time to put that sucker out to pasture.
That thing's done, dude. Oh, boy.
Everybody see my Mr. Wacky.
Whack it. If it's really, really broken, can we office space it?
Whoa. What is that?
Do you take it out to a field and just take some baseball bats to it?
I kind of want to bring it home with me.
Yeah.
And I can pretend whenever, like, I'll just call BJ and just hit these buttons and pretend that we're doing the show together.
There you go.
That is both sweet and creepy.
Yeah.
When
it really is.
And you can keep it when I'm dead. You can still do that.
Yes.
And I'll answer you.
Oh, weird.
I'll make sure before I die, I give Steve a couple of, like, responses he can record, and that way I'll still be alive with him forever.
Oh, wonderful.
Nice.
Oh, I have those replies already here.
Oh.
Just as I suspected. Hello, you metal-munching moron.
It works.
Yeah, you know, as long as you have Skeletor, you really don't need me.
You flea-bitten fur brain.
Yeah, that's me.
Of course, you worthless hunk of fur.
Yep.
See, I'll
never die.
Yeah. You pathetic pair of pitiful pinheads.
I'll always be with you.
Come in, you royal boob.
That's for the Rev.
Thank you.
That's for sure. How many of those do you have on there?
There's a lot.
It's the sorceress, you boob.
You know, I wish I was there for the day where Steve said, I'm going to need all these Skeletor lines.
Why do I surround myself with fools? Even the robots are smarter than you.
That's true. They are. Yeah.
But one day somebody pointed out that you were very similar to Skeletor, and I had to do my due diligence and find out.
Yeah, a couple of drops. Yeah, a couple of drops I think would have proven the point. But you looks like you've just watched like a ton of He-Man episodes and said, well, I got nothing else to do.
Well, duh, I did.
Yeah.
So he knew it. He had them already.
Someone had to watch him again. All right, we're gonna do this game.
Yeah, let's get to our contestant. We got Mike in Auburn to take on Steve. Mike, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Right, he's playing for tickets to check out Judas Priest. They're coming back to the Showwear Center on June 21st. And tickets for the show go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., livenation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out, yo, boom.
You flea-bitten fur brain.
For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What hormone enables women to have a sense of smell superior to men?
Estrogen?
Yes. The band Bare Naked Ladies hail from which country?
U.S.?
No.
Sweden?
No.
Norway?
No. If it's 10 a.m. in Seattle, what time is it in Hawaii?
9 a.m.?
No.
8 a.m.
Yes. What year did Bruce Jenner change her name to Caitlyn?
2014?
No.
2013?
No.
2015?
Yes. Tom Cruise plays Ethan Hunt in what film franchise?
Mission Impossible.
Yes. Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship 3 times?
Mike Tyson?
No.
Evander Holyfield?
No.
George Foreman?
No. What is the capital of Spain?
Pass.
How many $5 bills make up $110?
20, 30.
No.
25?
No.
20?
No.
Man.
1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, that may not get it done.
It probably won't, but hold out hope, man. Maybe Steve's, just like his box, he will not work.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, maybe his brain won't function correctly. He'll press the buttons on the inside and the wrong answers will come out, that sort of thing.
His box is in hospice. You need to be kinder to his boss.
It really is.
Do we?
Yeah.
You got to caress the box.
Yeah.
I do. Handle it gently.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't put too many things in it.
That's the problem.
There's
so many things in that.
It's a lot of drops in that box.
Yeah, there are. Steve, are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What hormone enables women to have a sense of smell superior to men?
Theremin?
No.
What?
Theremin?
That's an instrument. Vaginas.
No.
That's it.
Yeah. Boobs. No.
Oh, boy.
The band Bare Naked Ladies hail from what country?
Canada.
Yeah, you know that one.
If it's They're going on tour with Hootie.
There they are.
If it's Ken and I are thinking about flying out to see them in California.
Really?
I might want to join you. That's a good show.
Yeah. Hootie, baby.
If it's 10 a.m. in Seattle, what time is it in Hawaii?
He'll never get this.
Oh, crap. 3.
No.
8.
Yes.
Wow. How did you go from 3 to 8?
I went forward and backwards.
What year did Bruce Jenner change her name to Caitlyn?
What year?
1969.
No.
2014.
No.
2013.
No.
2016.
Nope.
Tom Cruise plays Ethan Hunt in what film franchise?
Mission Impossible.
Yes. Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship 3 times?
Muhammad Ali.
Yes. And because Steve decided to talk about how him and Ted were going to go on a trip to Bare Naked Ladies, possibly.
No, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, they're both Bare Naked Ladies.
We're probably not going to get there in time to see Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, okay.
Be drunk.
Well, because of that and that conversation in the middle of the game, you only got 4 correct, which means you tied Mike.
Wow.
Mike, you're going to Judas Priest.
Not bad at all, Mike. Sweet. You know, you hang on the line. See, every once in a while, he can thank Bare Naked Ladies and Hootie for getting him to Judas Priest. Let's be real.
We were talking about yesterday, both Ted and I were like, I can't believe Hootie's not coming on his tour, not his, their tour.
There's no Hootie in the
band. In Seattle. And so,
really?
Right, there's no Seattle date. So we're either going to try and make a trip to California to see them or Vegas. Because both of those shows are on a weekend.
Oh, Vegas would be insane.
Might be scary.
That is a bummer that they're not coming to Seattle. That sucks.
Only want to be with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's the only song I know.
I'm more excited for Bare Naked Ladies. I love those guys.
Just make sure to get some Chinese chicken when you go.
Oh, God.
That's it. See, Daddy knows.
Again, the one song of theirs that I know. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Only my hand.
You know what, Steve? Steve, I'll tell you this. If I had $1 million, I'd go with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, that must be something I'm listening to.
It's not the Bare Naked. This is not about Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Those coke-addicted Canadians.
What are you talking about? Those Bare Naked Ladies, they built the pyramids.
Everything's about Bare Naked Ladies.
Sure is. Wow, Danny and I agree on something.
Oh, no.
I wasn't talking about the band.
The hormone that enables women to have a sense of smell superior to men, it is estrogen.
That's what I was trying to say.
I'm pretty sure you were.
Well, vagina and estrogen, they do. They're close words.
I mean, it's really just layman's terms.
Yeah, as it were. Bruce changed her name to Caitlyn in 2015.
You are so
close. The
only
one that you missed there. One you didn't get to that Mike did not get. How many $5 bills make up $110?
I'm going to go 22.
Yep.
Damn, you are good
at those sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just 20 makes it 100.
Mm-hmm. And then 2 more. There you go. Look at that. Yeah. The quick math.
He's a smart boy.
Yeah, well, it wasn't smart enough to win, so congrats to Mike on tying.
Yeah, all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you win the prize, just like that. All right, has anybody seen the Santa movie with Kurt Russell? Mm. It's on Netflix. It's called The Christmas Chronicles. I didn't even hear about this.
I've seen the trailer on Netflix, and I don't care about
it. Dude, you have to let my wife know about this, because she's all about the new... She will watch any Christmas movie that is made. Most are made by Hallmark. But every once in a while, Netflix drops a good one. So I'm going to have to let her know about this.
It looks really good.
And I didn't know about this. I mean, I didn't even know about it. Vicky just saw trailers. Danny, you are not wrong. 20 million people watched this in its first week. Yep. And Netflix says if every one of those was a movie ticket purchase, that's a $200 million opening week.
Well, that's stupid. I mean, come on.
Well, don't yell at me. I didn't say it.
Netflix. People are watching because it's on Netflix. They're not going to go to a movie theater and drop $20 to see this movie. That's that's a silly thing to bring up.
Yeah, I don't know how good or bad it is, but at least if somebody decided they were going to go do this for, you know, 20 million folks, it's like, all right, I guess I should try to check it out.
Right.
So I might. I'll see if the wife wants to watch it with me or not, because we're always looking for a nice holiday show.
It'd be great if Kurt Russell, like, reprises his role of, like, Snake from Escape from New York.
Oh.
So he's just, like, killing people.
Escape from the North Pole.
Yes.
Yeah,
come on. Exactly. We got to do this.
Oh.
Come on, Netflix. Yeah. Next year, Escape from the North Pole.
That's the
and
way to
Snake,
go.
Snake, he's got a Christmas hat on and maybe, like, an eye patch with Christmas lights.
Yes. How about this? How about another one that he did? How about Big Trouble with Little Santa?
Yes.
I mean, let's just make all of these movies.
Big Trouble with Little Toyland.
Yeah.
Or A Christmas Miracle, and he brings back his old role of being Herb Brooks in the movie Miracle.
Okay. I like it. How about that? How about an elf who wore tennis shoes? That was his first movie way back in the day.
Yeah, no one's going to give that one, BJ.
No, they're on, right. That was a good movie. All right, Kurt Russell making it happen.
Wow.
Is he Santa? Is he's Santa in the movie? Okay. Allen's going to be pissed.
What's the whole premise of this, that other than he's Santa?
Oh, God, they just basically had him take this beard that he wore in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and said, hey, we'll put you in the Santa costume.
I feel like they gave it more of a curl.
It's a comedy. It follows a brother and sister who, after accidentally crashing Santa Claus's sleigh, must save Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. So
this totally sounds like the Santa Claus.
It does.
Tim Allen's going to be really pissed.
Yeah, right?
It's produced by Chris Columbus. Isn't that the guy that did all the Home Alone movies?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
He also did a Harry Potter movie, didn't he?
The first two.
So he's Chris Columbus is a guy. So this, I mean, as much as we want to, maybe Netflix, I got to see this movie to see if I would pay money to see it, you know, with my kids or something.
Goldie Hawn's in it.
Well, that's his wife.
She's Mrs. Claus.
You're overboard again. Yeah.
How funny is that? Because they're not married, really. They just have one of those unions that are forever, but they're actually married in the movie. Because, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Nice.
Man, I'm all about this Christmas spirit thing these days, guys. I'll tell you that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no Grinch in you?
No. I just finished up all the finishing touches on our outside lights.
And
I realized I already threw away the little walkway. Like, we usually have, like, lights that lead up to the walkway to the door.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
And I got rid of the ones. So I'm like, I got to get some new ones. And I go to Lowe's, and I see these awesome Mickey Mouse ear ones. And I was like, oh, we just went to Disney.
Oh.
So I need, there's, like, three in a box. I need two boxes. And I'm like, oh, no. It didn't bother me really looking at the price. I'm like, what? It's going to be like $20 or something like that. They ring it up and they're like, okay, well, you owe us $127.
Whoa! Thank you, Walt Disney.
I was like, what?
Did you still buy them?
Well, I mean, I already had it rung up. It would have been really.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's $127
like,
on Christmas lights.
Yeah, Christmas will do that to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and plus, Disney knows what's up. You leave the park, they got you. Yep.
There's absolutely no shame. Oh, you know what? It was the wrong tag was on it. My bad. I thought they were 20.
Vicky, you don't understand. He was not going to turn those in. He's just trying to make it look like I didn't ever want to spend that, but there was no way he was turning
them. Well, they had all these signs about sales, so I was like, yeah, it's probably.
That's the other way they catch you. They have everything you don't want on sale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
apparently,
exactly.
Mickey is not on sale.
Oh, that's why. I mean, yeah, Black Friday is such a bait and switch where we have one TV that's a dollar, and then you go in there and you go, well, I'm here.
Yeah.
Let me go spend $8 million on this.
We experienced that one story where it's just like, Beats headphones, wireless ones, are like $80. So we go in there. Of course, those type of Beats ones were gone.
They were really beat.
Yeah, they were empty.
Wow, dude.
So yeah, that's, it was worth it.
I feel like, you know what, $127 for Disney lights is probably inexpensive. I thought you might be going up to $200.
I mean, it wasn't what I ideally wanted to pay, but at that point, I got so excited about them. So, you know what I mean? Like, you just make that impulse buy, and you don't even care.
I know.
I should, and that means one less gift for somebody.
That's why I stay away from Target, because Target has that whole Christmas section, and if I walk by there, I'm going to buy everything, and so I have to stay away from there.
One person that's a local celebrity doesn't skimp out. He balls out from Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Well, you know, there is something to say. A lot of people know where you live. And you actually live in a neighborhood where people want to visit, where me, I don't. Nobody comes to us. The kids never come. Nobody knows. I might as well live in a cave at this point. Do you feel a little pressure to have your house look like something?
None at all. I don't care.
I think I would be a little
nervous.
I do
it for us. I just honestly don't do it for the neighbors or the neighborhood.
Because you are a local celebrity.
Oh, big time, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're
from luxurious Puyallup, Washington.
And don't forget, you're Twitter verified.
I am Twitter verified as well.
So I think, you know, you can't let the people down by having a ratchet display of Christmas.
No, I don't care. We just like having lights, and it's fun for us. So I really was excited about it. That's all it is. I get really caught up in the Christmas spirit. We put up the tree on Monday.
Oh, God forbid. I get caught up in Christmas. I put up a tree. That's what you do at Christmas.
Well, we did, yeah. Yeah, we got in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, see,
our whole house is decorated now.
Well, isn't that what you do when you like Christmas?
Yeah. Oh, I don't understand what I'm not arguing with you.
No, it's just I thought you made it sound like I got so caught up in the thing. I think everybody puts a tree up if they celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. I mean, if you go and like Griswold out the house, that's another thing.
No.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I go the day after Thanksgiving, the Christmas tree's right up there. I cannot wait for that holiday to be there.
A lot of people are texting in about this Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It says, morning guys, the new Kurt Russell, Chris Santa Claus movie is all right, but it did not like what they did with the elves. They're tiny little furry creatures.
What?
And they're doing the stupid floss dance, which makes me not want to watch it.
Oh, is that the Fortnite dance?
Yeah, I hate the floss dance. It makes me cringe.
Everybody was doing that in Disney. Every kid was doing that stupid dance.
I feel like this is what's making me feel like an old lady, is when people do the floss dance, I immediately like, stop it, kids, what is that?
Is that it?
What are you doing? It looks like you're trying to clean your butt with a towel.
Oh, yeah, that's what the floss dance
is. Does, yeah.
No.
No, no, that's not the floss dance, Steve.
No. What looks like you're enjoying two things on both directions.
That's almost the Eiffel Tower. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly that's the devil's threesome with one person. No, Steve, that's the rotisserie, which I think involves two other people.
Wow.
So the floss dance,
There you go. There you kind of.
Yeah, that's where I'm
starting to.
That's it. Yeah,
I'm floss dancing.
I know. We saw it on the dance cam at Safeco Field, which is no longer Safeco Field. The kids, they always got kids doing that every baseball game. It's like that dance.
What the heck are they flossing?
I don't know, but it pisses me off.
So it's like, boom.
Here we go.
Boom.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Steve.
I like mine better.
For the video.
No, I don't.
BJ and Migs Facebook page. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't like Steve's better. Steve looks like he's about to get arrested for doing stuff he shouldn't do in public.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that in public.
That looks like what all the cartoons would do when they're like getting out of the shower and they're wiping their butt in front side. Just...
Okay.
So he says Kurt Russell plays a cheesy rock and roll badass Santa and it's terrible and terribly amazing.
Yeah. Okay, I might have to see if the wife is up for this.
And a lot of people say smoke some pot and watch it. It's awesome.
Oh, that's probably
everything's awesome when you smoke some
pot.
That's
so true. It is so true.
You can watch infomercials for hours.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. If you're tired of what we're talking about, you know what? Take the center stage. Take the mic. 206-449-1181. We're still using Danny's cell phone. 206-449-1181. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 917.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by The Shane Company. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Doesn't matter what it is, man. If you want to bring something to the table, something that you think should be talked about, it's all yours. But remember, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
And I think I gave the wrong number. It's actually Danny's cell phone. That's still what we got to do. 206-449-1181. That's the new number we have to do for a little bit.
I'm seeing in the future, 6 years from now, we're still going to be saying this is our temporary number.
Yeah, 206-449-1181, our temporary number. Or text us at 77999. Let's go to Steve, your buddy, Jerry Trash.
Nice.
Jerry Trash is on the line. What's up, Jer?
So, while you were freezing in Philadelphia... In China, there is a doctor who was genetically engineering people so that they could be AIDS-proof.
Ooh. So, I mean, that's always been science fiction. You're saying there's a guy that's done it or he's working on it?
Well, he was working on it. And
AIDS or AIDS?
He had gotten
did you say yes?
From
wait,
the
wait,
parents
Jerry.
Of these... Hello. Future children.
Jerry, did you say age, A-G-E, or AIDS, like in the disease?
AIDS. AIDS, acquired immune deficiency.
Oh, okay. Then you know what? I totally misunderstood you. Okay.
I was excited. I was like, sweet, man. That would be pretty cool if you could just hit pause on growing any older.
Okay, so what we know about AIDS, of course, is it destroys... Yeah, that would be great, Steve. I want that. We know that AIDS destroys your immune system. They have a way to be able to make kids' immune system, like, superstars?
Well, this guy and doctor in China had an idea of how to make the immune... how to tweak the immune system so that it wouldn't fall or something or other. He had an idea that could possibly make people infection-proof via being able to defeat this virus that cripples the immune system.
Damn, I would think if he could stop that, he could stop a lot of things. I mean, that would be awesome. Of course, I don't know how much if it would be something you'd have to get injected with. And, of course, then pharmaceutical companies and whatever would make a ton of money. There's a lot of cool stuff out there, unfortunately, that is so expensive that you can't, or hospitals won't, they just won't cover. And it's really very frustrating. I appreciate the call, Jerry. So it's great if something like that can be developed. I just, you know, when they're capitalistic countries like that, you just wonder, like, well, will I ever get to see it, or will I need more money than any human has?
Going back to the conversation of the NHL coming to Seattle, a lot of people are texting about that. In fact, a lot of people are very excited that we are putting out KSW hockey jerseys.
Yeah, they look good.
One person says, thanks, Steve, for modeling the new NHL KSW jersey in the Rock Shop. Ordered mine yesterday. Another person said, I just ordered my KSW NHL jersey from the Rock Shop from It's All Good, your buddy It's All Good.
Oh, yeah, he's so excited awesome, about dude. It. Don't forget, you can get your own name put on the back, whatever name you want, as well as your own number put on the back. So these are customizable jerseys, like Steve said.
And I brought it up earlier, but there's a lot of men's league teams out there, and sometimes it's a struggle to put together a team with matching jerseys, and some people like doing that. It's a fun thing about being in a rec league, is that you get to kind of create your jerseys. Why not we have someone out there should just take this and go with it and order jerseys for the whole team, where everyone each orders them, put your name, your number on it, and be the Seattle Rockers for your men's league team.
It's a great idea.
I have a goalie cut one, so I could be your backup goalie.
Oh, you got a goalie cut one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, definitely. I had to.
So you had to get that's got to be huge, right?
Oh, it's gigantic, man. Yeah, if you put it on without the goalie gear, you're swimming in it, unless you're 400 pounds. Somebody wants to know if I'm going to still be the third string goalie for the new Seattle NHL team. Of course. I was their first pick.
Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer said so.
That was still the greatest thing ever when he said that. And then and then Tim Leiwick, he's like, that doesn't mean we give him a free seat, though.
Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah. Well, you get to sit on the bench, don't you, if you're the third guy?
No.
Oh.
Only the one back, second string guy.
Oh.
Or second back.
So you have to suit up. You wear a suit and walk around the arena? Is that because that's what they do with some of the guys that don't play.
I got to buy a suit.
Yeah, I think you need a suit.
Oh, you know what? I'll do it for this.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those pajama ones that look like suits.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Zip up and it looks like a suit.
Yeah.
Nothing's weird about that.
It's so exciting that we got an NHL team coming, which was announced yesterday. And they're going to take an extra year, which makes sense because there was no way they were going to get an arena done in a year.
It would have been a struggle.
Yeah, it would have been a struggle to do. And we know with construction, I mean, look, with everything we've seen constructed around here, we're like, can we trust that they're going to get something done when they say? Now let's give it another year. So the 21-22 season is when it starts.
And earlier we were talking about team names, and we were having a little fun debate about which teams we would want.
Oh,
we narrowed it down to four. I was, before we get to what's going on with the poll that we put up on Twitter, a few people, because we were talking about how it would be cool to be the Killer Whales with the black and white jersey scheme.
Yeah.
That would be a sweet look. And a lot of people brought up a very solid point that the Killer Whale is pretty much the Vancouver Canucks mascot and logo.
Oh, good call.
That doesn't stop us. This is a rivalry. We steal their mascot.
Oh, is that what we're going to do?
Kidnap it. We have 2 years for it to have Stockholm Syndrome, and then it becomes part of our team.
Wow.
And we're the Killer Whale.
It's got really convoluted really fast.
I don't know. Like, CJ on Twitter also pointed out that the Seattle Wolves, which is the rugby team here, is their mascot is a killer whale.
Well, we know their mascot. We'll steal him, too.
Okay, we're stealing everything.
Why is the mascot of the Wolves a killer whale if they're the Wolves?
I don't know. Maybe that's what was on sale for the mascots are us.
Well, is that how our compromise is going to happen? If we get the name the Killer Whales, can we have our mascot be a Kraken at this point? Since it seems like in Seattle, that's what we're doing. We're just getting different mascots. We did have Squatch as the Sonics mascot, as opposed to like a plane running around, like a big stuffed plane.
Wouldn't they have the Needle for a minute? Like Dweeble the Needle or what?
I forgot about him. That's right. I totally remember him, but for a very quick second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dweeble the Needle. It's probably not that. It's something along those lines.
I think then, does Canuck mean whale? I don't even know what a Canuck means if they got a whale for a mascot.
It's a term for a Canadian, I thought.
Well, then they should not have a whale for a mascot.
That's
then.
Why we kidnapped the whale.
I think you're right. We'll give him some guy who's dressed like, a Canadian? I don't know what that means. What does he like, give him a toque?
Yeah, we'll give him the bare naked ladies. There you go.
That's your new mascot.
It was Weedle
the Needle,
who was the Needle mascot from the late 70s until 84.
He was awesome. Yeah, he looked like Gritty's friend.
Oh, God, he does.
He does look like he's
kind of like
problem.
A cutesy version.
Yeah, he does.
All right, like
we narrowed the four teams that we were thinking was going to be the Killer Whales, the Kraken, the Totems, and the Sockeyes.
Yep.
Okay, so where are we at, Vicky, on this poll?
right now at 46%, the Kraken. Yeah. 138 votes total.
It's just the Kraken, not the Krakens.
Well, why they totally be Krakens if you're talking about all the
why
players.
Why are you? Why? No, that's not how it works.
The
Vicky.
Team would be called the Kraken,
the
not the Krakens.
That's weird.
It's not the Heat. It's the Miami Heat.
Yeah, it's sometimes
that's
it's a single.
Weird.
It's not. It's what we do in sports. It's the Seattle Kraken.
It is rare that a team doesn't end with an S.
Yeah, that's why it's weird.
That's what we're going to be us.
That's
we're
just
be
how it is.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Everyone apparently likes it, so ha. Huh.
Well, I mean, that's right, because we came up with a great term for us as the fan base. We would be the Crackheads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then our station will have a special night, and it'll be Crack Rock Night.
Crack Rock Night. These are great ideas. This is why the fans know the Kraken must be it.
Kraken, I like it. I'm okay with that one, man. I would think that. At first, I thought that was the worst, and somehow over time, just I've seen the mock-ups, like, you know, fans make up these jerseys, and it's and it opens up a lot of opportunities for some cool stuff.
And Vicky does point something out. I didn't even think about it, but it would be cool to have a team without an S, because, like you said, Steve, they're rare. The Jazz, you know, the Heat, and there's a few others that I can't think of right now. Yeah,
as well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so the White Sox, Red Sox, those guys don't have an S either.
Yeah, but it kind of sounds like it.
It sounds like an S.
Yeah, so I'm all for it.
And so he says, orcas are the wolf of the sea. We run together like a wolf pack in pods, so we are the sea wolves.
Oh.
That must be from
Rocky. Oh, the sea wolves. I guess that makes sense. Yeah, now that I think about it.
Killer whales, they're the wolves of the sea. They hunt in packs. We get a lot of people texting about that.
Oh, that makes, you know, now that I just thought they were wolves that live by the sea.
That's SpongeBob.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't realize that they were actually like they were like, oh, these are creatures that live in the sea, aka sea wolves. That makes a lot more sense to me. I really thought it was like, you know what, some wolves like beachfront property, so they're going to be right there. That's where they hang out.
Chris says if we do Kraken, it could be Crack It Wednesdays.
Crack It Wednesdays.
Nice.
I would be willing to change it to Crack It Wednesdays if they name it the Kraken.
Yes.
I'm looking at the mock-ups like you're talking about, and there's one that has the octopus arms around the trident.
Oh,
that just makes me happy. Like, I just want that jersey right now.
That's pretty cool. Although, black and white. Let's go with that color scheme, people.
What color scheme is I can't tell.
It looks like green, maroon, and yellow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I think they may do that. I know you want black and white. I don't know if they'll do it. I hope you're right, though, Steve, but I wonder.
Somebody also had a good one, if I could find it, Seattle Grunge.
Oh. But I thought everybody in Seattle hated that term.
Some people say they do, but it gets used a lot. There's someone that came up with the logo.
That is, I mean, look, I think the logo
old school Jason goalie mask with like blonde disheveled like Kurt Cobain type hair, and then under it it just says grunge.
If we didn't
then
hate
we
the
grungy.
Term, I agree with you. If we didn't hate the term so much, that would be so awesome. I know you don't.
Boss hates the term, so now you think everyone hates the term.
I'd heard a lot of locals don't like it. I mean, you and I are from out of town.
Now, back in the day, it was an issue, but that was like because it was being used so much. Now it's almost, I think. I feel like there's almost a little bit of a nostalgia to it.
I think we have to ask our experts.
Who's that?
Mike McCready.
Okay.
One of our experts. I mean, somebody that was in the scene, would you be upset if the hockey team was called the Seattle Grunge?
But then we have Grungy the mascot. It's like Eddie Vedder, and he hangs from things.
I do love that idea. I really do. The Seattle Grunge, especially that what you showed me, God, that is an awesome looking, that would be fantastic. The Seattle Grunge.
Oh, that's nice.
Somebody says I like the idea of stealing the whale.
Yeah, I think that would be a great mascot.
Full on kidnapping?
Yes.
That's how you come into the league.
That's right. That's how you show the hockey. We're ready. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. We're using Danny's cell phone at 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Let's go to Steve and Malpe. Steve, you are on The Rock.
Hey, it's Steve, known as ZZ.
Yo.
Because of the beard. But, I'm wondering if you guys think about the salmon names or the steelhead names. How about Humpy? Or Chum Dog.
There we go. The Seattle Chum Dogs. There we go.
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Or the Gooey Ducks. Why not try that, right?
Well, the Gooey Ducks, that's awesome. The logo for that would be somewhat crazy.
Yeah, that'd be a good rivalry with the Mighty Ducks against the Gooey Ducks. We can do that.
Yeah.
I like the Humpies. Humpies are good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Steve,
especially we get those.
And then there was the deal with the one of those bad date things where I'm on the chopper and the gal's on the back and she's a little too tipsy and I didn't realize she was that bad off. Took off from the light. She just slid right off and right under her butt.
What? So I
pull a U-turn and pick her ass back up and put her back on.
Oh, that's a great double call. He covered two topics in this call for us, Steve.
Yeah. All right, man.
Steve, you're doing double duty, my friend. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Somebody had a question just wondering, Steve, since you play hockey, would you know, are they referred to as jerseys or sweaters? Because you hear that they're called both.
Oh, yeah.
Because back in the day, I mean, we're talking like 1900s, 1920s, maybe even the 30s, the fabric was more of a sweater fabric, and it looked like a sweater that they were playing on because obviously you played out, a lot of people were playing outside, so it was kept you warm. And also that was just the style of their uniforms. But over the years, obviously, it's morphed more into a jersey fabric and it's more of a jersey. But old school and even new people still to this day still refer to them as sweaters. Either is fine.
Yeah, I've heard both.
It's just sometimes gets confusing when you're like, you know, hey, they're wearing their sweaters and you're like looking like, well, who's wearing a sweater? And they're wearing jerseys.
Yeah, you're right. That is going back in old school.
Yep.
I mean, like you said, they played it outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
people still do, man. There's some tournaments that happen around here that, you know, a little bit more like towards like Wenatchee and places like that. I think Winthrop, they have a tournament. Whistler has a cool outdoor tournament. That's still on my bucket list. I haven't done that yet, to play outside.
So, dude.
Like, an actual game outside.
So, I'm putting myself ahead of myself, but I'm thinking the Winter Classic's got to be whatever the hell we call Safeco Field Park, T-Mobile, whatever, right?
Fingers crossed.
They'll have it. I mean, it's usually they've got to do something like that. And whenever there's new stadiums, I mean, the Golden Knights got to have theirs soon, right?
I mean, where do you do it in Vegas?
I do it everywhere in Vegas, but that's beside the
point. You don't have a Major League Baseball park.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that would be that would kind of cause. Oh. They're going to get the big football stadium.
That's where they'll do it.
But does it ever get cold enough there?
Oh, that's a good call. You're right. It's always in a really cold place. And then for us, I mean, we might get cold enough outside.
Here it would be cold enough.
Yeah, we should be fine. But you're right. Vegas, I don't know.
There's been talks of doing, for a minor, like maybe WHL, a junior hockey game in a baseball stadium around here. I've heard talks about that before. But, I mean, obviously, I think that would be a great way to endear the community into this new franchise is by getting all eyes on us by having an outdoor game.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if come 2021 or maybe 2022, they have an outdoor game at Safe or at
whatever
T-Mobile
you call it,
Park Field.
Yeah.
If it's still that.
I hadn't even thought about that because those are special events, the Winter Classic.
Those are the best.
Yeah. And they're typically
like New Year's Day that happen.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's fun. That's very fun. Let's go to Dave in Polsbo. Dave, you are on the Rock.
Oh, crazy. How's it going, guys?
Not too bad. Dave, what you got for us today, buddy?
Well, I got a topic that I think everybody who listens to you guys can appreciate. And it's, you know, just some basic code of ethics for the road.
Get out of the passing lane.
Yeah, Dave, you know, it's funny how a lot of us just think this kind of stuff would be common sense. And yet, since I've been driving, and it's been like 800 years now for me for driving, it is amazing what people don't know. So what do you think is something you feel every driver, the code of ethics, it just should be ingrained in every human?
All right. Well, the first thing would be tailgating and following distance. There's actually a law there for that.
People are dumb. I don't know why. Yeah. You're right, man. I don't know why people don't realize that if something happens and you're not far enough away, you're going to hit them. It's for your own safety. I don't know why people don't get that.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, I know, man. But like, we got the black ice in a lot of places because it gets this cold.
Especially in the mornings right now with the temperatures dipping under 30 degrees.
I just don't know why. Did he leave? Is he gone? Oh, he's gone. All right, well, nice talking to you.
He was tailgating.
Oh, no. Well, Dave, I hope he wasn't.
Oh, jeez.
I hope that wasn't the case, Steve. Jeez. That would be a beating. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. Juan in Lakewood, you are on the Rock.
Hello. How you guys doing? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Juan. What you got for us today, buddy?
I have a question for Steve.
Yes.
What's your favorite, wrestling or hockey?
Ask him to pick his two favorite children. Oh, that's a tough one.
Dude, it depends on the mood. Right now, hockey, because I'm all about...
Yeah, because you're pumped up.
Yeah, super pumped up about it, but it fluctuates. I'd say right now, though, definitely hockey. It's hockey season. I've been really caught up, obviously, with the Seattle news, and it's just, it's a great time to be a hockey fan here in the Northwest.
Dude, it's
When you start playing hockey, are you going to retire from wrestling?
I do both.
He does both right now, actually.
And wrestling would have to be an actual job for me to retire from it. I mean, I would just stop. I feel weird being like, I retire from this thing that I'm not getting paid for.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That would be the way for you to go out, where people go, you know, what do you mean you're retiring? That's how I do it. I'm Twitter verified.
I'm making an announcement that I'm retiring from something that I make no money from.
Oh, that's awesome. Juan, I appreciate the call, man. It's so awesome. The Seattle sports scene here. The Sounders, of course, have just been amazing and have brought a championship here. The Seahawks have been just, you know, for the last few years, have just always been an exciting team to watch, and you always think they have a chance to make the playoffs.
The Seawolves, our rugby team, we talk about Rucky, our friend Red.
Yeah.
I mean, they just won their championship in their first year. I know we don't talk a lot about the women's basketball, but the Storm just won the championship as well. There's Mariners.
They
play baseball.
They play baseball. Well, the Mariners are number one in the amount of people they've traded, which is I'm not kidding. I think Jerry DePoto,
cleaned house.
Yeah, they put up how many trades he's made and how many people have changed uniforms ever since he's been in charge. And the Mariners lead the way. So it's like, well, we make trades really good.
I mean, they're making an effort to do things differently.
Yeah, they sure are. Here's an idea. We just won't keep the same team on the field for very long.
They really helped the Mets as opposed to the Yankees this time. I mean, Yankees.
Right.
Well, actually, they did. Yeah. James Paxton's on the Yankees. So they continue to help New York sports.
They do love New York.
They seem to.
Either New York or Tampa. It just seems to be we really treat them well.
Actually, I've gotten a few of these on text and also on Twitter. People were wondering because, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people like myself who've grown up having a team with hockey, what do you do when now you have your home team? You now have a home team.
Yeah.
So like someone on Twitter had just asked me today, what are you going to do, Devils or the Seattle team? And I mean, I'm always going to love the Devils. I think anyone who loves it, you know, you grew up loving a team, you can't stop. Fortunately, I'm not like someone who's a Canucks fan. That would suck. That's or even like Matt Coker, our overnight guy. He's a Kings fan. Like, that's tough because then they're going to be in the same conference.
That's
the same division, too.
You have it easier because it's a different conference, and it really, for the most part, you should be okay.
There'll be a couple games where I'm going to be torn, and then the odds of them both facing each other in a Stanley Cup finals, that's just going to be, that's crazy timing.
Yeah, because let's be honest, when are the Devils going to get back in the Stanley Cup?
Not this year.
I can't say anything because I don't think the Bruins are getting there either.
But I mean, it's going to be hard not to have Seattle be my number one team. When watching this team grow, being able to be a part of it, obviously we're going to do stuff with them whenever we can, getting to know the players. I mean, I already know some of the people there that like want to do some marketing stuff. You know, it's just like you're going to be so engulfed with Seattle hockey, it's hard not to just want them to do great.
Yeah, and my family
unless
doesn't
understand. Unless my friend Jay is still going to be a stupid fan of the Penguins.
Oh, don't be a stupid fan of the Penguins.
He told me that yesterday.
Yeah, don't do that.
Stupid.
No, come on. It's hard. You know me with baseball, it's hard. But I also still would love to see the Mariners get to the World Series. It would be exciting for me because I've lived here for so long and I have so many friends that really do love baseball in this town. And, you know, Seattle's been here long enough where people have grown up with Seattle baseball their entire life. So at some point, you and I will probably be dead, but there'll be kids that have said, hey, I've grown up with hockey in Seattle all my life, NHL hockey.
And it's awesome that we could say we were there when it all started.
Yeah.
It's also going to make us sound really old in like 20 years when we say that, too.
Yeah, it is.
Also, so since don't forget, give some love to the Seattle Mist. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's turning into a cool town.
And we now have an XFL team that's going to be coming in the near future. And tomorrow we're going to talk to Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL. That's Vince McMahon's football thing that he's bringing back.
I can't believe the XFL's
and
back.
They have 8 cities, and Seattle was announced as one of them.
And is there going to be a new He Hate Me? That's all I want to know.
Everything I'm hearing is that they're going to approach this a little bit different than they did the first time around.
What about He Hate Me and Brian Bosworth doing the play-by-play and stuff? All right, fine. I am excited about that. All right, here's a question for you that needs to be answered. What do you think is the most popular holiday drink? Because, you know, it's the holidays, and we're going to be drinking.
Anything with alcohol in it.
Yeah, true. I'll tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Got a new survey, Steve. You love surveys, buddy.
I love them.
Turns out that the average American, you know what they do? They drink twice as much during the holidays than any other time of year. Yeah. Well, I don't know why that would be. It's not
family.
Like
family.
Why? Is it stressful? Do you have to get stuff? Why would you be drinking? Plus, you're just done. Like, you just feel like you're ready for New Year's. I feel like December is really just a pre-funk for New Year's.
The whole month.
The whole month is
all
just
of it. Really 5 days into the pre-funk. Good job, BJ.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm into it. Yeah, we attend three times as many social events, about three a week compared to one a week normally, so that's a thing. And we got the five popular holiday drinks according to the survey. Reb, number one is eggnog!
Right.
It's the best! I've been having this outside of the holidays because it's just good all the time. Coffee with Bailey's Irish Cream is always like...
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So good.
Do you do a scoop of ice cream in your eggnog?
No, that seems a little excessive.
I mean, some call it excessive. Others call it perfect.
Yeah, really. Wow. Kathy Faulkner is in for Ryan Castle. She's up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Oh, this person says, I had a girlfriend whose idea of a Christmas day was to get our hair and nails done. Yes, I'm a guy. That was the end of the relationship.
I would be stoked.
Yeah, hair and nails are expensive.
Yeah, I would.
Get a nice scalp done.
It's like, what the hell? That's half of it's only good for me, and that half I don't even want.
I mean, maybe they can do your back hair.
I mean, more butter chest hair, sure.
Butter chest hair?
Okay, now, you know what? That's what you should do.
You should get
go, oh, this is great. Yeah.
Yeah, I want frosted tips on these.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at their different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.